Regionals in Wrangell.
You survived, and tell me about it. How did it go?
Regionals in Wrangell. I'd like to just, first and foremost, Wrangell put on a good tournament. Happy they did it. They streamed it well. The whole thing went very smooth. And I was extremely proud of our team. You know, all this whole time, every time I come on here, I'm always like, hey, they need to know that come region time, it's time to light up. And they sure did. Our team showed up. They did what they needed to do. We got some great wins, wins that weren't expected. And it was just awesome to see that finally everything kind of comes together. And we took the W. So.
Did anyone pull off some wins that they had been losing to somebody all year? Or?
Well, there isn't like an individual like a rivalry per se. It's just like kids like Caden Duke. Caden Duke finally got some confidence, and he went out. He knew that this was it. This is region time. We need to light it up, and he did. He went out and he pinned two guys, which he prior had lost to, right? And so. Doing that, he comes back, fights for third, gets third place. It's great, exciting for that. You know, we had Laquelle Deinhardt. She's our brand new, never wrestled first year here, this girl. And she goes out, takes it to the number one seed, and ultimately lost, but it was just like, it wasn't an instant pin or anything. It was a fight. And then she comes back, fights the backside, gets third.
You know?
So things like that, those two for sure, like really – really brought it, and they had that fire, so that was really good.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and are there matches you want to highlight or individual accomplishments? Or
I mean, yeah, everybody – I mean, I was just excited for everybody, right? I mean, Didi Toyamura, our 103-pounder, and she went out so focused. I mean, she was focused for like 3 hours before her match, just so ready to go. Goes out, pins, first place, And then Gage Masson took third, which is really good because he kind of had a little late start in Petersburg here. But Gage is a fantastic wrestler. He's been wrestling his whole life, and then he knew what he needed to do. And then the guy he lost to, progressively over the time we've been wrestling, we've met him 3 times, he has come back and brought it to him. Ultimately, he did lose, but it's showing me that he's improving literally every tournament. And that was really good. And so Gage took third, and I was really proud of him. Marcus Anderson and Aiden Cotta, they both took second. Now, they were both went into the finals, and, yeah, they just went after them. And, ultimately they did lose, but they did take second, and that means that they have a spot to go to state. And what's nice about those two is that they listen. They're the ones that, like, in the mat room, they're really trying to work on every little bit that Coach and I talk about. So really proud of those two. And then we have Wyatt Lister at our 152. Wyatt is one of the funnest people I like to go and watch on there because he always gives 110%. I mean, every coach in Southeast agrees that he's one of the funner ones to watch. And he went out, and the guy he took fourth. The guy who took third, they split down the middle this year. So the guy named Leo Wald from Haynes, they've been going back and forth all year. Ultimately, Leo took it, but it wasn't like it was a quick one. It was a battle, and it was a great battle nonetheless. And then we have Jonas Anderson. Now, Jonas Anderson had a bit of a interesting regionals. He ended up showing up a day late, and so he had to take a forfeit on the first day and then came back, and just due to sickness, he was kind of feeling weak. And so he came back, and he took fifth. But most of the coaches agree that, hey, this wasn't his best performance. We've seen a little bit better, but he still ultimately was able to gut through being tired, being fatigued, and came back and took that fifth place spot. You had Angus Olsen. Angus Olsen took third. Yeah, it's unfortunate. He went up against our varsity 215, but, he always ends up doing that, and it's just the way it goes. But Angus, he's always smiling. He makes the team laugh, so that's good. And then probably the highlight, like the best, most fun match of the weekend was Kyle Biggers. And the reason being is because Kyle took third at ACS. The second place person is from Wrangell. So they met up in the finals, and it was a battle, like just battle of just the beasts. And ultimately, he did lose, but it wasn't a bad loss by any means. It was a fight to the very end. And we're really excited for state because we think that those two could be in the finals and it'll be another one.
Wrestling again. Okay. Yeah.